Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Jennifer is lactose intolerant, so she can't make it tonight because she ate too much ice cream.
She's home. She's upstairs right now.
But she ate too many ice creams.
Too many ice creams. Filling a big old hole upstairs. Good luck with her. You know, I'm glad she's back. I love her so much.
Next week we'll have next Jennifer. Week. For sure.
Yeah, I mean, we're just accidentally going to be at GeeklyCon in like 4 days. I just bought my tickets today. Please go to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Check out all the wonderful items we have there so that next month I can pay off the air flight tickets to GeeklyCon because I waited too long.
We need to do that, actually.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
We decided we were going to hang around town for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It is now day 40.
So for the 3 weeks, Chuck's been going on some walks, you know, after he puts in some real effort, right, to help make Mineford a home. Then once you fucking know it, you fell down another hole.
Jesus, every time.
Oh my God, let me tell you, this past 3 weeks was life-changing. We went around to every carnival that was happening. We camped out at each one of them. And
there was multiple?
Yeah, we went to about 6 over 3 weeks.
Holy shit.
Was this above or below ground?
Oh my God, dude, this sounds like an InfoSec problem.
It was everywhere.
Wow.
Wow.
Come again?
I'm starting to regret making this so open-ended.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I did. Cave.
Cave?
Yeah, we're in a cave.
I was in cave.
It's just that the mushroom fields have, they've been overrun by a pudding.
By what?
A pudding.
A pudding?
A pudding.
A pudding?
A pudding?
A pudding. A P-U-D-D-I-N?
Yeah, a pudding.
Like the treat?
P-U-D-D-I-N-G, yeah, but...
I could eat, sure, fuck it.
There's actually a much closer fresh water source, but it has, again, it's been overrun, not by pudding this time by phase spiders.
Do you know this is where I was born?
Do you mean right here in this location or in this general area?
No, the place we're going.
Do you mean right there in that specific location or the general area?
Stupid daughter.
There are cave hyenas.
Yeah, that's true. I did hear that.
Oh no, I gotta go. There's a pudding over there.
I fire an arrow, and it's like the death is nothing special, but the whole time I'm just like screaming and crying as flesh melts off my arm that I'm using to draw back the string.
So yeah, what do you get back?
Did you give us 2 quests, Michael? I forget.
There are 3 quests on a bulletin board. There was a water source that was much closer to town, so that one's probably fairly close. I'm sure that one would be on the way. And that one has phase spiders.
Not face spiders.
Well, we don't know, but we believe they're not face spiders. And then something about really mean rock lizards in the general area where they mine coal.
Got it.
And such.
Well, how are you guys doing, gang? Are you up to go check out those face spiders? Or should we go back to Mineford? I'm up for whatever. I feel pretty good.
Yeah. No, we could go. Let's do it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'll check out some face spiders. I'm getting the hang of this shit.
Yeah, you're doing great. Screech?
Yeah. No, I've been Screech for a bit. Milton is fucking, I think he's lost in a cave somewhere. We haven't heard from him in a bit.
Yeah, I feel like you maybe explicitly said, stay in this cave that I stayed in for 3 weeks, because you have to now. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's so that we don't argue for 13 minutes every session about who are you.
That's my favorite part, personally.
That is my favorite part, unironically.
I do feel like we need to say, you're currently Screech.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, currently.
Currently Screech. You've got goggles and you fight.
Yeah. And you're fighting as Screech, not Beholder Doodle, correct?
Correct.
So simple. How can we not remember this? All right, let's shake out a little bit of that pudding burns, and if everyone's fine, I guess we'll just head based on the general description that Ratma gave us. It shouldn't be too hard, right?
I don't think I'm fine. I think I'm like 7 hit points.
That's not a lot. Should we?
My fingers fell off when I was shooting that arrow.
Your pointy weapons do have minus 1 as well.
But that's resets with a long rest, right?
How many hit die do your short swords have?
Can we take a short rest? Is an hour?
Yeah.
Can we take a short rest, or do you want some healing? I have some spell slots, so I can heal you if you want.
We can do either. We can do a short rest. That's all right.
Okay.
Okay.
Do a short rest.
I don't think I ever use hit dice, so.
Hey guys, check this the fuck out.
I'll use one.
Chuck pushes his hand forward against part of the cave, and it just opens up very sexually. It looks like a you-know-what for a little bit. And then it gets big.
Why are you showing me cave pussy?
No. I use stone shape. It's a 5-foot cube, so we can hide in here. Or I guess, Michael, I could find a spot in the cave section to make stone wall to keep us inside. I guess I don't really want to be in a 5-foot cube with you two. That sounds bad now that I'm thinking about it.
Why don't you roll a survival to see if you can find a cool spot like that?
I would fucking love to. That is a beautiful 16.
All right, you find a great spot where the stalactites are almost meeting the stalagmites, and you just make a ventilated area.
Hey, check this out. And yeah, cast stone shape, and it protects us. We could all go to sleep right now for an hour. No one will ever be able to hurt us. This is perfect. Rock tight. Vince, like Michael did say that. So we won't die in here. So look at us. We're so safe. A friggin' space spider can come at us and get us. Won't be no big deal.
Yeah, I mean, you make a safe little hiding hole, so nothing can get at you. So
it's impossible, Michael.
It's impossible. So use your hit dice if you want, or whatever you're going to do.
Okay.
Take your short rest.
I wake up and I still feel like shit.
I'm only missing 5 hit points, but I never use hit die, so...
Same. I just went ahead and used one, and I got 4 back plus my 3, so 7.
I got back like 10, but I only needed 4.
Damn.
Oh.
I'm at 34 out of 41.
There you go, boy.
Do you want some healing? Do you want a little of a healing spell?
I don't know what that noise was, but I'll take it.
A little kissy. A little kissy.
Do you want a little healing?
a little splorsh.
Can you use as many hit dice as you want per short rest?
No, you can only use as many as you have.
There you go. There you go. You know, you've been playing this game for a long time. You're so smart. You avoided an 8-minute argument. Oh, shit. I hand out little snacks that I made. They're orange slices wrapped in mushrooms. Like, hey, it's all we got. Be happy I got these oranges.
I will take that little splorsh of healing, though.
Okay. You can have 2d4 plus 3. I'll let you. That way your rolls are... You're responsible for your rolls. Yeah. I don't want to be mad for... Or someone to get mad at me for the healing.
I made it. Back to full.
Yes!
Hell yeah, gamer!
That's how you fucking do it.
Sick. Alright, so the hour passes.
Mm-hmm. I get rid of the stone.
Sweet. You are back in the cave. Woo! Feeling great.
This rocks. Look at it. That was a fun accident. I was just saying, we're out here making the world a better place. We're not running from any fascist overlords. So, and I put my arms around both y'all. Got my two mentees. Kind of teaching you guys everything you know, making sure the next generation is great.
Wait, are Screech and I the same age?
I don't remember how old Screech is.
How old is
it's
Screech?
Up to you.
Yeah, I know, but I'm like, I probably made that distinction at some point, and I probably even said it somewhere, but yeah, he's got to be in his 20s.
Yeah, because he drinks.
Yeah, otherwise he wouldn't be allowed.
I assumed early 30s, considering all of his wards.
Yeah, but like, he's efficient. I guess maybe it could be early 30, but I envision this as like a Batman year, like one kind of thing, like very early in his story. And it's like, mm-hmm. It's kind of weird if you wait till your 30s to be a vigilante, because then it's more like a midlife crisis.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So you are heading back, or no, you're trying to find the water zone.
The water, you know, we're doing perception checks, we're doing survival checks to make sure we don't fall into any pits.
Make sure we're succeeding at all of them.
I'm not gonna fall into any pits. Don't worry about it.
Can I get a survival check to try to find
from everyone or just from Chuck?
From everyone. I'm gonna average them.
9. I die.
10.
11.
What's nice, tight, super easy math for you, Michael.
Oh my god, we got a Yahtzee.
So easy. Flushed it.
You guys are sure you're like, all right, this is it. It's right around this corner. And you go around the corner and you're back at Mineford.
Fuck.
I meant to do that.
This doesn't seem like...
Did we forget the...
Oh, hey, you're back.
Can we have the glasses for the... We didn't go the wrong way. We forgot.
I have to shit.
Did you?
We have to shit.
Did you, what'd you do? Did you take care of this? What's, did you take care of the situation?
We did take care
of
it.
Yeah, look at Screech's fucked up skin.
Oh, no, that looks bad.
Wait, it should be healed by now.
Yeah, you know.
I took a nap and my skin came back.
I'm no longer burnt.
Yeah, so, all right, give me the thing from the board, the note.
Grandma, you're having a stroke.
Give me the note from the board.
Easy Christ.
We give her the note from the board.
All right. This is she makes a check mark on it, and then she pulls a little satchel from her waist.
Here it goes. Here it comes.
And she hands you it. Here you go. Here's your reward.
Upend it. Pour it in my big ass hand. How much we get, Michael?
100 gold pieces.
Each?
Alright, I'll add it to my character sheet. Cool. We have 201 gold.
Wow.
Is there anything to buy in caves?
Yeah, Retma, has anyone set up shop yet? So we I...
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. And she takes one of the gold pieces back.
Fuck.
Why?
What the heck?
It's for room and board.
Oh.
We're doing all this shit for you.
Look, these potatoes that you're eating and stuff that come from the surface are expensive.
I'm going to keep stealing from Goblin Pit 2 when you're not looking, so it is what it is. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, I'll deduct that from your pay as well, like I do on the surface.
You'll never figure out what's happening.
That's what he thinks.
Well, how about this? I'll sell you 5 of these vials of Fantasy Viagra.
Yeah.
Does it actually work?
Ask Jermichael.
Oh, right. Yeah, what? You got 5?
5. 100 gold for all 5.
Yeah, I got that.
Michael, I give her 5 vials of Fantasy Viagra. We now have 301 gold pieces and 18 silver. I didn't add that, but you know. We have 64 more vials of Viagra, 2 Drider long swords, longbow, and chainmail. Might have given some of those to somebody. Not sure. 200 gold of brain goo from the Brain Taker. We're going to figure out. We need to figure out who to sell that to.
I bet you could get a good price for that in the Drow City.
Yeah, yeah.
Would it be possible to buy real estate down here and invest in our future?
It's just kind of cave. Is there anybody to buy any of it from? You could just kind of like stake a claim, can't you?
Ratma will sell it to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I already have a house, so, you know.
I have pretty good cave.
Yeah, he's got cave.
Yeah, Milton's there right now in the dark.
Due to an accounting issue, Michael, I gave us an extra $200.
What? That's too many dollars.
We get it. It's fine.
Wait, dollars?
Screech bucks?
That's good for carnivals.
Can I keep making screech bucks? Is there a way to do that?
There's a printing press, but it is back in Farhold.
How much would it cost to move the printing press here?
I mean, it's less of a monetary price and more of a time and energy kind of thing.
How many episodes would it take to get here?
100.
And how would we get the information there, and who would do it?
You asking me?
Could I use my portion of the money to buy a printing press and make screech bucks?
No, Chuck won't allow it. This makes no sense.
Why?
I mean, if you're making screech bucks, I want to cut.
I will buy you parchment paper and colored pencils like I always do on your birthday.
Okay, fine. I copyright them, so I'm going to money launder the fuck out of these screech bucks.
I mean, next time we have downtime, instead of going to all these carnivals, you could start making a printing press.
I didn't need the printing press before. Now I do, because I've been making the relationships and building them. I'm pen pals with all of these people. Yeah.
I understand now.
Nika, Screech was given components to build a device of his choosing at some point in the future.
Oh my fucking god.
Could it be a mobile printing press?
I can't believe you remember that. You just show a fucking shiny in front of these two, and then they're like, fuck it. I'm not going to give myself a backlighter. I love you. I love you more than the day I met you.
Yeah, just saying. We could build a printing press. And then, you know.
Let's do it.
Have that conversation. Have it.
Screech, I don't know if you were there whenever we were talking about what we did in the past 3 weeks, but I went around to a lot of carnivals and I was talking to them, and screech bucks are highly lucrative, and that's kind of the main source of their economy. And so I was thinking, what if we created them and we became the main sources for it, and then we could pump it through their economy and control how much was going, and then we could essentially run the carnivals.
So I thought, and this is Bachman talking, I thought that cobble dollars had completely replaced screech bucks in the global economy.
In the global economy, yes.
And it's just not hit the carnival scene?
Apparently, it's not hit the underground carnival scene.
And above ground.
Yeah, they went to both. They went to both.
They went to both. Okay, and above ground.
Okay. I mean, we could absolutely start printing screech bucks again. What's our angle? Are we just, like, gonna print screech bucks, win a bunch of carnival toys, and then sell that for real money?
I hadn't gotten that far, but honestly, that sounds like a great plan.
Yeah, how many episodes can we get away with playing carnival games?
Hey, how many episodes was a Pokemon game?
at least that many.
We got all the different carnival games to try, so.
Yeah.
Roll to hit the milk jug.
Hey, this is fucking staged. I whack him.
I'm not going to lie. It does seem like a lot of work. I feel like maybe we should focus on taking out the the ringleaders of the Cobble Dollar syndicate.
Sure. Whatever you say, buddy. And then Rourke just goes and sits, and she pulls out her acoustic guitar.
She finds her own cave.
Yeah, and she takes the back of her acoustic guitar, and then she takes the parchment and the color pencils that she gets, and she starts making her own screech box.
It'll be so good.
And you're making them in low denominations. You're like, one, two.
Yes!
Oh man, this is 20, I should have known.
Ratma comes up to Rourke and goes, why don't you make Rourke bucks?
Well, because those don't have any value.
Those, they add the value all along. Don't you know?
I'm in the hot tub.
Thanks, Ratma. And then the last bit of paper she has, she makes one Rourke buck for $100.
Aww. Add that to your inventory. We gotta remember that. It's gonna help we solve this campaign.
10 years from now. Yeah, I pull out the scroll that lets me talk to animals.
Don't have that. That's the last campaign. And Radma goes up to Chuck and goes, oh, if you go down that cave, then you'll get to the face spiders.
Okay.
That one right there. Just follow it.
We're already here, so I might as well sleep and go in tomorrow. I'm on minute 9 of my 2-hour soak, so gotta...
All right, I'll leave you to it.
Got plans. And then I slip out of the water.
All right. Well, I guess you all take a long rest.
Woo-hoo. Yes. Can I have an enemy?
What?
I just saw there's a part where you can make notes on your character sheet and it has an enemy section.
I mean, I keep trying to send you enemies, but you keep befriending them.
I lace up. I take a bag and fill it with a whole bunch of stones. And I throw it to the other side of the Goblin Pit 2 to cleverly and expertly distract Ratma so that I can take more than my fair share of morning breakfast burritos.
I roll deception.
Okay, that's not very good. Let's go with a clean 6. Burrito time, baby!
She doesn't seem to notice.
Just run out, kick the door open, yelling, burrito!
Alright, so are you heading out?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go kill some space spiders.
Let's do it.
Screech in the morning is nowhere to be seen.
Oh.
Do we wait? Do we wait for him? What do we do?
I don't know, I feel...
There's a note that says he'll catch up.
Okay.
Where the fuck's he gonna catch up to? Does he know where to go?
I mean, I feel like Screech has been pretty clear that he knows cave.
But does he know every cave?
Just in case, do you still have your colored pencils? You can mark.
Yeah. Of course I've got my colored pencils.
Here's your juice box.
You put the straw in, it bends every time I try to push it through.
Yeah, I know. I did it. I also bought a backup in case you bite it. I know what to do.
Rourke immediately falls over.
Who all is in this group right now?
Me and Rourke, right?
Yeah.
Does Rourke have an undead buddy?
Yes, of course. Stephanie's here.
Stephanie's not a person, Michael. So like...
Stephanie is a person. She's a person, but she doesn't have any thoughts or
soul
feelings.
When she looks at a mirror, she gets angry at it. It's that simple.
She's got meat and bones, and that's about it.
Yeah, and every day she gets a little less meat and a little more bone.
Milton and Beholder Doodle show up and be like, oh, I thought you guys would be gone by now. It's me, Beholder Doodle, the real one.
Oh, hey, where's Screech?
He's in the cave. He'll catch up.
It's weird that you answered that, not Milton, but okay. Alright, whatever. I guess he's being lazy or something stupid like that. We're all in the cave. Let's go.
He's probably sleeping, waiting for his morning alarm, like he does.
I thought he was turning over a new leaf, but I'm disappointed, I'll tell you what.
I think he's turning over the same hay boy.
We head out, Michael, tomorrow. Here's a survival check. fuck, I'm not using this dice anymore. I'm using the power of our audience to let me... No, I guess I just got it. I got a 12.
I got an 18.
16?
Yeah, for once, the only person who doesn't know where they're going is Chuck. But you start to see more and more cobwebs and spidery things, and it gets thicker and thicker to the point of just there's web everywhere, and it's starting to affect your movement.
I hate this. This is so gross.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of Radiant Mercy, so why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIMS subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at HIMS.com/greetings. That's HIMS.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code greetings to get $5 off.
Can I get out one of the torches in my pack and just start burning it?
You can. So you're not sticking to anything, but you're still moving pretty slow because...
Yeah. I'm moving slowly for sure. Safely, maybe one would say.
Great. So yeah, so you're moving along and eventually you probably hear some rushing water up ahead.
How do we know it's not Ukrainian water?
Boo, David. Oi, oi, oi.
All right, great. All right, that's where we're at.
That's where we're at, huh?
That's where we're at, huh?
Do we need to take five?
But yeah, no, you're Russian water up ahead.
Okay.
I hope there's no vampires around.
What?
Vampires can't cross over Russian water.
Wait, is it the vampires can't cross over rushing water or Russian water?
Both, either.
I can't keep doing this, guys. I'm getting another beer.
Jim left. Apparently, Jennifer is the one who keeps us on track.
I think so.
All right. So you're burning your way through,
yep.
And you're hearing rushing water.
Yep.
It does seem to be opening up a little bit up ahead. Hard to make it out through all the webs, but
I don't like spiders, so I'll probably have my shield out while burning a clear path, making sure there's no like webbed up sacks. If any of them are moving like in a video game, you know that's gonna be a question we have to answer. But right now it's cautious.
You hear vroom, 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 and there's suddenly you see a spider right in front of you, but then it's gone.
Guys, did you see that?
Like a big one. A big blue one.
Big blue. There's a spider right there. I swear to God.
Are they going to attack us?
Don't know.
I want to stealth.
Yeah, I've only fought one of these in Baldur's Gate 3. And it was beta, so I don't know. It was really hard.
26, stealth.
I'll probably just, like, maintain a defensive posture, go bear mode, get big.
I'm going to try to stealth, but not all stealth behind. Where are you, Milton and Beholder Doodle?
Wait, is Milton here?
The only reason that Milton was at Ratma's was so that you wouldn't think it was just Milton again.
So when we left, you're like, bye.
So Milton is not with us.
I don't know what Milton's combat capabilities are because I never made a sheet for him. So
let's say Milton's not here.
Okay, so
for
it's
simplicity's
just
sake.
Beholder Doodle.
That's our hallmark of her show.
Please.
Is Beholder Doodle ahead or behind Chuck?
Above.
Above, on the ceiling. Okay. Rourke will be behind then, and I got a 23 to my stealth.
Nice job.
What was your stealth roll, Mike?
26 was Bachman's.
Did you just call me Mike? What the fuck?
He did say Mike.
It was 26. That was really weird, Michael.
Why?
Can we just say, this has been a weird app, and we love it. It's been. What if we, starting today, and we don't tell Jennifer, Michael DeMauro is now Mike. Mike Bachman is now Michael. What do you think about that, guys?
Okay.
Let's do it. Everyone's going to forget next week.
But yeah, right up ahead, big open area.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like a trap.
You see water. You see... the coolest, most delicious looking water. Just
what nationality is the water?
Yeah.
Shut up, Michael.
Michael.
Yeah, I just keep moving forward. I kind of recognize that they have fucked off, and I say a silent prayer. Hopefully it means they didn't run away, and I'm putting my trust in them. But I'll keep being big and like talk out loud, like, all right, I'm going to the center. Hopefully no phase spiders come and bite my ass. And I'm like kind of, you know, turning in a circle.
Do you undo your pants? And your long john, so just your high knee hangs out?
Yeah, I gape them.
Do you do that?
Okay. No, Michael, I'm not going to do that because the doffing time for my armor here and we follow all the rules would take too long.
no matter how many times you guys tell me that they're phase spiders,
face,
I still think they're face spiders.
Face.
Don't give them ideas. It's too scary. Teleport in your face? No, thanks.
A face spider seems to materialize on the ceiling in front of Screech.
Who?
I almost called you Mike again.
And is Screech is still the wrong name.
It's, yeah, both are.
Oh, it's not Beholder Doodle. Sorry. I forgot about this.
I don't understand why this is so complicated.
And there seems to be a transparent spider that's, you know, Labrador sized or bigger. Actually, I think these are more like cow sized.
That's how big they were in Baldur's Gate 3.
But yeah, it's like, just walking along the ceiling, but it's like kind of not there.
Does it see me?
Doesn't seem to.
I hold my breath.
If it matters, I'm super allergic to spiders.
Wait, is the quest that we're going to kill these things, or...
We want access to this water, and these gall-darn spiders are in the way. It's not safe for the little weaklings to go down here.
You know? You see a second semi-transparent phase spider. It seems to be hunting something. Apparently it hasn't noticed Chuck yet.
What?
Somehow.
How dare you.
And it seems to have found a rat. It materializes fully and pounces down on it and bites it. And goes, arr.
Is that on the ceiling?
No, it drops down. It goes,
do I see that?
Yeah, you see it.
Oh, Christ.
The fact that these things keep just materializing makes me nervous to start attacking any of them.
We simply have to, or else we'll all die. And I'm not trying to die. I cast Spirit Guardians. Thank you.
Okay. Do you guys want to roll initiative for fun?
No, I would like to do something before.
Yeah, you can do something before.
Okay. Can I cast invisibility on myself?
Sure.
Is this like a surprise round? Is that what's happening?
I think you're trying to make it that.
Right, but are we succeeding in making it that?
Well, I said they haven't noticed Chuck.
Okay.
And you two are stealthed. So, seems to be going well.
I do want to stab the one on the ceiling.
Okay.
What are our initiative rolls?
22.
Ooh, that's a good one. Mine's 5.
23.
Damn, girl! Why you gotta one-up me like that? I hate your ass!
Fuck!
I only rolled a 13.
Rolled a nat 20.
Wow.
Bullshit.
I should have all the points.
Beholder Doodle!
Yeah, I wanna, like, grip into this spider with each one of my claws as two separate attacks. 20 for the first attack.
Okay, that hits.
I'm just going to roll the second attack and see if they both hit.
Go for it.
24 for the second attack.
That also hits.
Okay. So we got 6s plus 8. It's 22, and I want to hang from the spider, pull it down if I'm heavy enough.
You jam your claws into it. You drag it down from the ceiling. It does become semi-transparent as you fall, and you are no longer hooked into it, but it's on the ground. It does not look happy.
Does it land within 15 feet of me?
Yes.
Michael, I need you to make a wisdom saving throw, please.
How does a 7 do? It
fucking sucks, bro.
I rolled 3 sevens in a row, which sounds lucky, but it's not.
This is not Vegas. You take 15 radiant damage as the flitting around angelic host around me just slashes into it. Oh, Jesus! Thanks, Beholder Doodle. I owe you one.
You actually kill it.
What?
You kill it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, God.
Anytime, citizen. I don't know. I was kind of wonder if Beholder Doodle should have like a superhero voice.
I think so.
I mean, I feel like that's something he should be workshopping.
Yeah, yes, he does just start talking like that in this fight for the first time.
Oh, are you like a new guy?
I'm the same Beholder Doodle I always was.
All right.
Citizen.
Chuck, you see there are two other phase spiders.
Okay, are they within 30 feet of me?
Yes.
Hell yeah. I run up to whichever one feels the closest, and I would like to whack it. Please.
Do it.
That is a dirty 20.
It hits.
And that's 6 magical damage.
Ouch.
And I'm going to wave my big butt at it. And that's me giving Rourke advantage
yes.
on her next attack.
with my feature thingy.
Well, it is Rourke's turn.
Woo!
So, Rourke.
That's crazy.
Awesome. Can I see one of the spiders?
Yeah, you can see. Actually, roll perception.
Fuck. I rolled a nat one.
You see two.
Okay. I would like to stab at one of them.
Okay.
Whichever one is closest to me. Chuck. Whichever one is closest to Chuck.
Okay.
Okay, I rolled a 10 and a 7, so I'm going to take the 10. 15?
15 hits.
Ooh. 2 plus 2, 4 damage.
Achi machi. Still alive somehow.
Shit. 7 hit.
No.
Okay. That's my turn then.
Okay. All right. So now that is the surprise round. So we go to the top of the order.
Woo!
Beholder doodle.
So is it just the two spiders still?
Roll perception.
11?
Yeah, there's two.
You fucking liar.
Okay, I'm going to attack the one that's that I just pulled down to the ground then.
Oh, that one's dead.
Oh, I'm just like, argh! Still just biting at him.
There was the other one that got hurt, and then there's one that's not hurt.
Okay, where's the one that's not hurt? How far away?
It's a pretty small room, so you can kind of get at any of them, even though it's pretty sticky.
Okay, I want to go for the one that's not hurt. 12 plus 7. That's 19.
Hits.
Okay. Just roll my other attack. My other attack's nat 20.
Oh, damn.
Don't tell me how crits work, because I always remember.
That was a fucking lie.
Roll your damage dice twice and add your ability scores once.
Okay. Oh, my God. This is going to be complicated math.
There's no easy way to do it, in my opinion.
33 damage.
Oh, that's a lot of fucking damage.
Jesus.
You one-shot it.
Whoa.
I stand up looking all cool and say, no villain can outrun the howl of justice.
And since you critted, the body, of course, exploded in gore everywhere. That's how that works.
And it all landed on Tom Darkblade.
Wow, we're doing a lot of Campaign 1 references. We waited 62 one episodes, and now we're...
we're letting it fly.
Just so everybody gets it, just insert the entirety of Campaign 1 right here.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back to this episode.
We'll wait.
Well, I'm Tom Darkblade.
My character, her name is Aludra. She does not have a last name right now.
I am a dragonborn warlord named Tom.
Go. Make Dungeons and Dragons happen.
Chuck.
Hey, Michael. How have we dealt with this line of spell text and chat? I want your opinion too. When the creature enters the area for the first time on a turn or starts its turn, it must make a wisdom saving throw.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was moved into this space of my spirit guardian by me moving there.
Mm.
I've done it both ways personally. I do not know how rules are intended it is. Meaning, should this guy have taken the role when I walked up to him, or at the start of his turn?
All right, let's do it at the beginning.
Okay, makes sense. I will thwack this guy again. That is an 18.
That hits.
That's 7 damage.
Okay.
And that's all.
Well, it is going to try to bite you back.
Don't. Well, if it's turn, Michael, now for sure.
Now it takes his damage.
Now I'm going to take a wisdom saving throw.
It's 8.
19 radiant damage.
You slaughter it.
Ha ha. You dumb jerk.
And that's all of the spiders.
Woo.
Thank you, little... I like try to reach out and pat one of the things flitting around me, and I get zapped like, ow! Shit.
Rourke, it's your turn. There are no spiders that you can see.
I stab into a random spot that's by where one of the spiders I previously attacked was. Just to see if there's a random invisible spider.
You could do a perception.
Okay. Ooh, I rolled a 19 plus 5, so 24.
You see two more phase spiders.
I would like to stab the fuck out of one of them. Well, I rolled a 2 plus 5, so 7.
You don't.
Okay, thank you.
I'm so sorry.
It's my turn.
Really apologize for that.
Wow, you got my hopes up.
Yeah, no.
The odds that you're going to hit something, but still, we were all on the edge of our seat.
It looks at you like, what the pot.
Why would I ever sit there?
And then it bites you.
No!
I rolled a natural 20.
Michael, you goddamn jerk.
I know, it's so great.
But you're a player too, so I'm happy for you.
He's so good. And then destroy Rourke.
What? Why? Wow. I mean, I guess that's fine.
All right, so you're going to take 10 piercing damage plus 2, so 12 piercing damage.
No!
Yeah. Oh, and then I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
I did good. 19.
Okay, cool. You only take half damage from the poison.
Wait, so is that 12 half?
Oh, no, I haven't done the poison yet at
all.
Okay,
thank you for clarifying, Michael. So kind. Sorry, Mike.
So you take 9 poison damage. Thank you. 9 poison damage.
Gross. Okay, fine. I'm poisoned. That's my turn, I guess.
And then another one charges towards Chuck, enters his zone of pain.
Wisdom saving throw, Michael.
This one is where this one has it's got like a little pipe, and he's got elbow patches on his blazer.
Really?
Very wise looking.
I don't want to kill this guy. This guy seems fun.
Two.
Mike, you gotta roll better, bud.
I know.
I'm getting stress fractures from rolling too many dice. That is a 13 radiant damage. As they all kind of zoom around and get him.
Ouch.
Sorry, buddy. You're a nerd.
It tries to bite you.
Don't.
I'm not a nerd. 18 to hit.
You rat bastard. If it meets, it beats.
Yes. That's me. 7 piercing damage. Ouch. Please make a constitution saving throw.
Gladly. That is 14?
You succeed, so you only take 9 points in damage.
So 7 and then 9.
So 16 total.
You dickhead.
Ow!
I'm not supposed to get spider poison in my veins.
That's true. Everybody, though.
I'm, like, holding it off, but it's still able to get, like, its fangies in my arm, and I'm just, like, shouting as it's, like, smiling at me. I hate it.
Can I suck the poison out of my dad?
It's good. It's a game. You can do whatever you want.
I mean, it's not my turn, so...
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. It's not your turn.
That's the only thing stopping me right
only
now.
Only the thing that stops you.
Beholder doodle.
Okay, we got how many spiders now?
We got 2 spiders.
Okay.
Spooters.
Attack the one that's closest. Because I'm lazy.
Okay, you slurch through the webbing and you attack.
What did you say?
You slurch through the spider web. So you're like, imagine it's like a foot of snow or something.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just imagine it.
Is it difficult terrain? Is that a thing?
Yes. Yes, it is exactly a thing.
6, or not 6, 8.
To hit?
Sure.
No.
Okay.
No, that's not, no.
11?
11 still misses.
Jesus
Christ.
Is
that your second attack?
Yes.
Is that your turn, Beholder Doodle?
I guess.
All right, good job. Chuck.
I throw the one that's biting me on the ground, and then as it kind of rears up, I punch it in its face, and it needs to make a... Nope, I roll a d20. God is dead! No! I got a natural 1, so a 9 on the spell that I cast called Inflict Runes. So
sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm still having fun.
So sorry. Rourke!
Can I stab one of them still?
Sure!
Okay, I'm gonna stab one.
I encourage you to stab one.
23.
Hits. Is he Bachman? Michael.
Huh?
7 damage.
I just one-shot one of these little fuckers.
And then for my bonus action, I would like to cast a Bardic Inspiration on... I'm going to go with Beholder Doodle because he can't hit for shit.
Yeah, he can't hit. He fucking sucks.
So you get a D8.
All right, spider number 1.
If it's within 15 feet of me, wisdom saving throw.
Aww. Haha, 20 of the natural variety.
That's fine. Good job. It's also difficult terrain for them, if it matters. I don't believe it does.
Is it caused by webbing?
No. It's caused by the distracting nature of having these little angels flying around.
Okay, because if it's webbing, it doesn't affect these guys.
It's magic. It's just some it's annoying magic.
Like magic webbing?
This is not web, I don't believe.
Well, it tries to bite you, and it fails. So that happened. The other one's like, it looks at work, and it's like, and then it tries to bite Beholder Duel. Nice, I did well.
No.
22 to hit.
Against AC?
Yes.
Yeah, that hits.
All right, roll a constitution saving throw.
Could you have picked something I had a good score in, please?
It's been constitution. I can't give you special treatment.
14.
That succeeds, you only take half damage. So you take 7 piercing damage and 9 poison for a total of 16 damage.
I accidentally typed in 46 and I died.
Whoa!
But no, yeah. No, we're good.
Beholder Doodle.
I'm gonna retaliate.
You got this, Beholder Doodle. I believe in you.
Crime doesn't stand a chance against this super pooch. I rolled a nat 1.
The blade just falls out of your claws, like, whoops.
Yeah, we'll try. Oh God, 11?
11 does not hit. Didn't you have Bardic Inspiration, though.
Use your D8, bro.
I forgot about that. Let me see this D8. That's plus 7. 18.
That hits.
Shank. It's going to be... 13 plus 4, 17 damage.
Are you hitting the first one or the second one?
I don't know the difference. I'm hitting a spider.
It's very confusing, this dark and webby cave.
There's just sticky spots everywhere.
It doesn't die, unfortunately. Chuck.
Okay, in my mind, there's one spider that's on me.
Yeah.
And then like 20 feet away is these two jabronis.
Yeah.
So what I want to do is try to pick up the spider in front of me and run towards them, so that this other spider also gets put in my blender of doom. So I guess maybe like an athletics or something check.
Yeah, like a grapple.
It's either like you make an attack and then you can instead of do damage something. So I'm gonna roll d20, and if it's really good, then we'll go to the next step. It's about a 15 for the attack, and then it's a 11 if it's contested.
You are able to shove spider.
Hell yeah. I want to like move it closer so that I can zap both of them.
You do that.
Hell yeah. And then that's my turn.
Okay. Rourke. There's one that's hurt and one that's not as hurt.
I would like to take the one that is hurt because I don't have a lot of faith in my combat abilities. A 22 to hit.
That hits?
4 damage.
What does it look like when you kill it?
I think Rourke takes and goes to stab upwards. She's going to like put her piccolo up. And she goes that way, and then she like it's an itch on the other side. She goes and she goes this way, and she stabs up into it and stabs it into the ceiling, right through. And then it curls up like little gross.
That's great.
It's awful. All right, it goes to FaZe Spider, who's gonna make a Wisdom saving throw.
Yes, they will.
4.
That's 19.
Damage.
Damage, radiant damage.
Oh my god.
As my UV drones fire lasers at it.
Okay, it is unhappy.
Did you guys know that spiders use blood pressure to control their legs, and that's why they curl up when they die?
Nuh-uh.
I didn't know that. I don't understand bugs.
That makes sense.
Is that true?
I believe it.
Yeah, because they don't got muscles.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so fucking weird.
They're just goo inside.
So fucking weird.
Spiders are blood mechs. This is very true.
And some electrical impulses. I like spiders. I think they're cool.
Did the spider attack yet?
No.
No, it just entered your zone. Okay, it tries to bite you. I rolled 13 to hit. I'm guessing that's not going to hit.
Is you, Chuck?
Is you, Chuck? Chuck is you.
Chuck is me. I block it with my shield, and its little fangies are over the front. Like, hey, quit. It's got that painted, asshole.
All right, beholder doodle.
I'm gonna stab one.
There's one left.
That's the one I'm going for. Wait. Can I percept?
Sure.
Can I pretend that I didn't roll bad and roll it again? It's 11 percept.
Are you looking for additional spiders?
Yeah.
You don't see any.
Okay, what is it? What is that? What if that percept, is that like an action? What is that? Or do I just get to do that?
That's nothing.
All right, hell yeah. God, I'm bad at math. 21.
That hits.
That other one is 19.
What does it look like when you kill this spider? Woo-hoo! Oh, that was to hit, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was to hit.
Are you going to do 6 damage?
I'm going to do 6 damage.
All right. Do you want to roll it? Do you want to roll it?
Yeah, I mean, it's... I feel like it... No, yeah, I'm rolling 3d6, and it's plus 4. It's impossible.
Okay, what does it look like when you kill this face fighter?
He comes up and goes to do this sick attack, but accidentally trips on some webbing. But the claws still fall into the spider, and then he kind of tries to play it off and stands up, and he's like, sniffing out trouble, one bark at a time.
This is a ChatGPT thing?
Hey, yeah. How could you tell?
How dare you?
Shut the fuck up.
ChatGPT told me to do that too.
You've done it. You've solved the spider mystery. Woo-hoo! Of the water.
We got 2 out of the 3.
Good work, team.
Let's bag these fuckers up. Maybe there's some sort of weird goo. We did it, though. Maybe you could draw with your colored pencils. We number one. I don't know.
I do like a court sketch of the fight that we just went through. I do 5 pages because it took us about 5 rounds, right?
5 pages.
Yeah. I think that's fair. That way each person gets to highlight what they were really good and potentially failed at.
Yeah. Capture the truth of the moment.
Yeah. Why not a few funny moments?
Fabulous. Well, let's sort all that out next week.
Okay. Well, thank you everyone for joining us on twitch.tv/geeklyinc every single Tuesday at 8:45 p.m. EST. You can hang out with us. You can see the raw version of the podcast before David goes through and gussies it all up and makes it smooth like butter. Maybe we don't know how to do math and we stare at the screen for a couple minutes. We do that all the time. It's each and every one of us. We hate to do basic math.
I actually love it.
Okay.
But just in the D&D way. That's why I jumped on Michael that one time whenever he was doing math. And I did math first, and he said, I can do it, Nika.
That sounds like something Michael would say.
The other great part about being here on Twitch is that you have a chance to win dice! That's right, beautiful die hard dice. I need to check to see if the Arita dice are in stock yet. I haven't gotten an email about it, but... go to dieharddice.com, enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark, and you get 15% off. Or if you're in the chat, enter hashtag dice. But like I always say, you're not going to win. Statistically, you're just not going to win. Mm-hmm. So 15% is a way that everyone can win. Congratulations to Carnage70811.
Yay!
You are the dice winner. You'll get an offer code that gives you... $20 off your order, I believe. Something like that. $20, $25. You'll find out. And we're so thankful to Die Hard Dice. And we're so thankful for every single one of you here on Twitch.
Yeah. Thank you. We love you.
Thank you.
In a totally platonic way.
Thanks, everybody. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at GeekLink. We're at D&D Podcast. We're also on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. You can find me on those places at Thrifty Nerd.
You can follow me, Tim Lanning, on Twitter and other places at Tim Lanning. I have a link tree in my bio. You can click around, see all the other fun stuff I do. You know, hey, patreon.com/D&D podcast. A lot of fun stuff there. Patreon.com/content holes. So many great things there. Patreon.com/Naruto Revuto, baby.
You can find Jennifer on the internet at Jennifer Cheek. And you can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard or on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. And from there, I have lots of links that you can go click on, click and follow them. There's lots of fun stuff.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman. You can also find me doing the Game Crime stream every Tuesday right after the, well, sort of right after the Greetings Adventurers stream. This week we're playing Street Fighter 3 Third Strike. If you miss one of those streams, you can also catch them on YouTube, also at Game Crimes.
Alrighty, well, gosh gang, until next week, keep it dicey.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.